Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The People's Republic of China, an aggressor state in East Asia. However, the whole world is not in East Asia pressed by the claims of the South China Sea, the claims against the Philippine Economic Zone, the confrontation with Japan, and especially the harsh words routinely about Taiwan. The whole world is not in East Asia. But there's an opinion of China that is surprising. Soft power opinion. And I welcome Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, who writes op-ed for the Wall Street Journal editorial board about China's soft power. This is a surprise. A very good evening to you, Sadanan. It's logical that China uses its wolf warrior diplomats to be aggressive in embassies such as Paris, for example. However, it is at the same time not logical that everybody's paying attention. It's a busy planet. Your column, however, indicates that China, or soft power, is a flop. What is soft power, and what has China done to be so negative? Good evening to you.
A very good evening, John. Well, you know, soft power, in a nutshell, it refers to the attractiveness of a country's ideas, institutions, and culture, and its ability to use those things to basically influence other countries to get its way without having to use more traditional means of power, such as military means or economic means. It's charm, right? Think of, you know, in the Cold War, think of blue jeans, think of rock and roll. Like, those are like, you know, classic examples of U.S. soft power. The whole world looked towards the U.S. for cultural cues, and the idea that the U.S. had a better, more attractive system. The U.S. was worth emulating in many ways. And China recognizes that that's something very important. It has been trying very hard and spending many tens of billions of dollars to acquire soft power. But the latest polling data seems to show that instead of getting more soft power, China seems to have less and less.
Yes, they found a formula that is so negative, it's surprising. This is a Pew Research Center. Two-thirds of respondents worldwide view China unfavorably. Only 28% held a positive opinion. Maybe they're paying attention, Sadanan. That would be one version of this. However, the question is, it's such a uniform negative opinion. What about the U.S.? How does it do in soft power?
Well, the U.S. obviously does a lot better. For example, on that Pew survey, out of the 23 countries, there are 24 including the U.S., but if you look at the 23 foreign countries, the U.S., in 22 out of the 23, the U.S. had a higher favorability rating than unfavorable rating. Only in one country did more people hold a negative view of the U.S. than the positive view. The U.S. in general across the world, it is seen as the world's leading economic power. It is seen as the world's greatest innovator. U.S. has had very strong soft power for a long time, and it continues to be streaks ahead of China.
You point to 2005. This is a mystery. When did it go bad for China? In 2005, you report, the Harvard professor Joseph Nye, who originated the term soft power, maintained that China was growing in strength. He talked about Nobel laureates in literature, the Houston Rockets, a movie called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which had great music, all of saying that China is appealing to the world. Soft power is growing, and they were looking forward to the 2008 Beijing Olympics. What happened? Where did it go wrong?
Well, I think the two-word answer is Xi Jinping happened. And what you've seen since Xi Jinping took office was this paradox, where on the one hand, he has decided to redouble China's attempts to become more popular. It's been a stated policy of his. On the other hand, he has done many things, both domestically and internationally, that have really soured people on China. Domestically, we know about his, the repression of the Tibetans, the repression of the Uyghurs in Xinjiang, his crackdown on Hong Kong. He's picked fights with many countries, for example, India, where the unfavorability rating of China is at an all-time high. But not just India, with Japan, with South Korea, with Norway, with Sweden. He's picked fights on borders or he's indulged in economic bullying. Obviously, we had the COVID pandemic that was traced to China. So the list goes on and on and on. And if you had to summarize it, it's that what Xi Jinping has done is that he has showcased how undesirable China's political system is domestically, as this one-party state where he has concentrated power. And he has also showcased what a threat China is to many other countries in the world.
I remember one scene over the last 23, 24 years of watching China. One scene stands out as in a novel. Let's pretend we're criticizing Henry James. The scene is this. It's at a meeting in Asia attended by Canada, Justin Trudeau, and Xi Jinping is in the room. Other dignitaries are floating around. And Xi Jinping decides to insult Justin Trudeau, to castigate him, to treat him as a child, because in Xi Jinping's opinion, he has shared some unknown secret with the world, commenting afterwards. Justin Trudeau just stood there. I can see the picture now. And if this was a novel, you would say, what is wrong with Xi Jinping? This is a gathering of world leaders. It looks like a man, but it's the leader of Canada. You have trade with Canada. You buy food with Canada. There is Xi Jinping. And the reason I point that out to you, Sadanan, is because it's one thing to look at his speeches or his policies or the threat of his Coast Guard to the Philippines. It's another place to see the man himself, apparently not aware of how rude he is and how he loses points by insulting a man as pacific. And you'd have to say leaning towards China as Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, but you've got to wonder, John, do you think he doesn't know or he doesn't care? It seems at one level that, not just incidents like that, but also with the rise of the wolf warriors, that a certain amount of, I guess the Chinese would call it assertiveness. The rest of the world would probably call it bullying. That seems to have been part of their strategy, part of their script. The idea that China is now ready to stand up. That seems to be to a large degree how he is trying to appeal to his own people. And I guess if that means humiliating someone like Justin Trudeau in public, that kind of he probably figures that enhances his domestic appeal.
Do you see any evidence that China is trying to turn this around? We're told that Xi Jinping's on a charm offensive. Yeah, sure. Fine. I know that character in a novel. Is there any other evidence that you can find anywhere on the planet that China gets the fact that it's got off to a wrong foot and needs to restart?
Well, the one thing is that Pew survey is a little bit light on a couple of regions, the Middle East and Africa. They do have some of the major African countries, but there are many other African countries that have not been polled. And in the Middle East, they only polled Israel. And my sense is that those are probably the areas where the Chinese have made the most headway in terms of accruing diplomatic capital, but also, I think, accruing a certain amount of soft power. Places like Uganda, places like Ethiopia, possibly Egypt, maybe Pakistan.
Sadanan Dume, writing for the Wall Street Journal editorial page about soft power. I can't imagine a better soft power than this phenomena right now about Taylor Swift. I mean, match that, Xi Jinping. Do I say that correctly, Sadanan?
Well, absolutely, right? That's the thing. They don't have a system that can create a Taylor Swift. And if they did create a Taylor Swift, then you never know when she might sort of offend someone in the Communist Party and be disappeared overnight.
Sadanan Dume, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.